Welcome back for episode 33 on Saturday, June 22nd, traveling with Roaming Man G3 Hotspot and Apple Devices Make Airline Travel Easier. Let's go to the show. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week's episode will look at the Traveling Man G3 Hotspot and how your Apple devices can make airline travel easier during the summer travel season. First, let's talk about the Traveling Man G3. I've looked at various hotspots from AT&T and others in episode 8. This episode and hotspot are going to be different. The Traveling Man G3 offers international use in about 130 countries and 500 gigabytes of daily use before it starts throttling from 4G. Let me tell you more, but first I need to set up the scenario, which could be easily modified to your personal travels. This is my second year of having an RV, and my wife and I want to have Wi-Fi while camping. Plus, the kids love it. My two local provider hotspots have data caps, which are ever-present when you are thinking about streaming a movie or other high data usage tasks. Tethering from your cell phone is the same scenario. So you end up worrying about how much data you are using and whether you are able to use your hotspot again during the same billing cycle. This option really curtailed our device use and didn't really work for us. You might be thinking there are campgrounds which provide Wi-Fi. True. First, there's the obvious risks for accessing websites with your personal data. There are multiple ways people can remotely access your data using sniffing programs. Hackers can siphon data, introduce phishing scams to fool you you're logging into a fake website, or install malicious software, referred to as malware, which normally contains computer viruses. I would be hard-pressed to recommend accessing the internet through this method. Desperate, I tried using Wi-Fi, going against my own advice. This worked well in the off-season, but when the campground became full and it was in the high use times like the evenings, the internet speed came to a crawl, again completely making it not usable. Then I ran across two hotspots, the Skyroam Solus and the Roaming Man G3, which I have a daily rate and technically unlimited data use. I've tried both. The most recent is the Android-powered Roaming Man G3 International Wi-Fi hotspot. It cost me $149. You can see it on the show notes at macminutes.blubrry.net, or better yet, check out their website at www.roamingman.com. For the price, depending on where you are located, you get 500 megabytes of 4G data daily and unlimited 2G. If you're in the United States, it's about $6.99, and it looks like a nominal fee elsewhere. Roaming Man G3 provides strong network performance, reliable connectivity, and a long battery life. Plus, it has some other great features. Its dimensions are 4.9 inches high by 2.7 inches wide and 0.8 inches deep, and 8.3 ounces. The G3 is bigger than most of my hotspots, but it does have a battery feature, which I'll get to in a minute. At first blush, it looks like the old iPhone 4, just double the depth. Now for the bonus feature that makes up for its size. The right side has a micro USB port for charging and a dual SIM card slot. The bottom edge is home to a USB-A output, letting you charge other devices using the G3's 5,350 milliamp hours battery. It charges at a relatively slow 5-volt, 1-amp rate and doesn't support fast charging. Battery life is excellent. I managed about 8 to 10 hours of battery life, although I mostly used it connected to power. You can have a total of 5 devices connected. I checked the internet speed using the speed test application, and it was pretty solid. I highly recommend this application. It's available at the App Store. It can give you the upload and download of data speeds. Really, the proof for me for the Roaming Man G3 is that I can now relax watching a show and not have to worry about data usage. Before we move on to airline travel, I do have to say I used Roaming Man customer service twice, and they were quick and helpful. You can tell the difference between a good company and a bad one, usually by these merits. An example which first comes to mind is AppleCare tech support. Try using some other computer company's customer service. Now let's move on to the second half of Mac Minutes, how the iPhone can enhance your travel experience with some applications I use to make travel easier and some accessories. Travel experts say we are well on the way to another record-breaking season of travel. I wanted to do this episode before we hit the peak of the summer travel season and hopefully provide some avenues of reassurance for you using your Apple products to make travel easier. My MacBook, iPhone, and supporting applications help me prepare logistically, make travel more comfortable, and support me in the event of an unexpected delay. I live in Alaska, and air travel here is a way of life. I have plenty of travel experience, and my Apple devices and applications developers have created, making it increasingly better. Starting at the beginning of travel, it usually starts on a MacBook. I normally use the free Alaska Airlines or Delta applications. I start by creating a digital hard copy file of my documents. This is so you can access them on the aircraft. I'm not an advocate of third-party travel websites, as when itineraries or refunds need to occur, I don't need a third party interfering in the process. In commuting to and from Alaska, delays during the summer months are commonplace. Planes are usually full. Logistics is the key to a successful trip. Planning makes a difference a significant amount of times. This is how I use my technology to start. I have an entire page on my iPhone dedicated to travel applications. Keeping them organized on your iPhone is essential, as time can be vital. I learn in depth the application or website of the airline that services your city. I'm going to pick Alaska Airlines as an example since I use that and it's my favorite airline. I would start by updating your profile. This can be your cell phone for text on delays or gate changes and TSA pre-check number. I check how many flights service the location and the times. I print out all the information I may need, such as phone numbers, lounge locations, and maps. It's important to know alternate flights around your plan. When delays occur, the first people to make alternate arrangements will be successful. It's important to know the alternatives and getting to an agent quickly. If you have access to an airline lounge, the agents often there can assist you versus waiting in a line with many other of the passengers trying to book another flight. There is an iOS application, Flight Stats, which provides previous flight data you can review prior to making a selection. I then recommend applications TripIt or Kayak to input your data. If I don't get the seat I want, I use the Seat Alerts application to notify me when a seat becomes available. Redundancy is necessary when you have a short connection with gate changes. Having multiple sources for a prompt text alert can make the difference between making the connection. Gate Guru is another iOS application I use, which navigates me through the airport, especially valuable in a crowded summer season traveling environment. Flightboard, Flight Tracker, and Plane Finder are other stellar applications which cost a few dollars that help anyone who is expecting your arrival to keep updated. Most airlines have their trackers too. So whether you're RVing or airline travel, tech can help you enjoy yourself more this summer. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Safe travels, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.